Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A good man named Steven sent me notes and said, Steve, check out what I got in the mail today. It's a check, and it's a check from a class action, and it's a substantial check. And, you know, that's what we often talk about is that they have these class actions where, you know, there's 3 million affected people, and they each get a coupon for 12 cents, and the coupon looks like a junk mail postcard, which you throw away, and you never get your 12 cents anyway. And I remember getting one. One of the most famous ones was the CD price fixing class action. If you bought any compact discs in the late 90s, you'd get a notice saying, have you bought any compact discs? If so, some of the big manufacturers were accused of price fixing. And as a result of that, fill out this form and you'll get a portion of whatever the money is in the pool based on how many people respond. And it came out to about, I think, 12 cents a piece. I don't know if that's the one. There was a couple of them like that, but I remember getting the postcard, and the postcard actually was a check, strangely enough, but for 12 cents. But the thing is that there are some class actions where somebody will actually get something of value, and Stephen got a check for $261. $261. Now, that is a check worth cashing, okay? So where it came from is interesting. A settlement with Santander, which is an automobile finance company. And I've got the press release here. Coalition of 34 state attorneys general announced over $550 million settlement with nation's largest subprime auto financing company. So Santander was taken to task by 34 states, and they agreed to pay back $550 million to consumers they dealt with, depending on the situation of that dealing. The coalition was led by Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, and was announced just this past May. It includes $550 million in relief for consumers, with even more relief in additional deficiency waivers expected. So some people will get checks, and some people will have their deficiencies waived when their vehicles got repossessed and so on. The settlement resolves allegations that Santander violated consumer protection laws by exposing subprime consumers to unnecessarily high levels of risk and knowingly placing consumers into auto loans with a high probability of default. The May 19th settlement stems from a multi-state investigation of Santander's subprime lending practices. In March of 2015, the Illinois Attorney General's office led the coalition in opening the investigation into the largest subprime auto financing company in the country, after receiving an increase in consumer complaints related to subprime auto loans. So I'm sure you know this, but if you go in to buy a car at a dealership and you want to have it financed, they'll often lend you the money to buy the car from them. And that's called a purchase money security interest. And you do a retail installment sales contract, and you'll walk out with a car, and you may have only put some money down or possibly even no money down, but a promise to pay. And of course, the question becomes not just what did you pay for the vehicle, i.e. the purchase price, but what is the rate of interest you're paying and over how long? And so if you've got really good credit or there's a good promotion going on or both, you can get 0.0% financing sometimes. You can also, I've seen 0.9, 1.9, 2.9. But of course, the numbers go up, and it happens to be that the lesser quality credit you have, the higher of an interest rate they want to charge you. And so the question then becomes, what happens if they're actually lending money to people who are likely to default? There's a similar thing happening in the early 2000s, of course, with home loans, but now we're talking about automobile loans. Based on the multi-state investigation, the coalition alleges that Santander, through its use of sophisticated credit scoring models to forecast default risk, knew that certain segments of its population were predicted to have a high likelihood of default. Santander exposed these borrowers to unnecessarily high levels of risk through high loan-to-value ratios, significant back-end fees, and high payment-to-income ratios as well. The coalition also alleges that Santander's aggressive pursuit of market share led it to underestimate the risk associated with loans by turning a blind eye to dealer abuse and failing to meaningfully monitor dealer behavior to minimize the risk of receiving falsified information, including the amount specified for consumers' income and expenses. Finally, the coalition alleges that Santander engaged in deceptive servicing practices and actively misled consumers about their rights and risks of partial payments and loan extensions. Under the settlement, Santander is required to provide relief to consumers and moving forward is required to factor a consumer's ability to pay the loan into its underwriting. The way it breaks down is something like this. Santander will pay $65 million to the 34 participating states for restitution for certain subprime consumers who defaulted on loans between January 1st, 2010 and December 31st, 2019. For consumers with the low-quality loans who defaulted as of December 31st, 2019 and have not had their cars repossessed, Santander is required to allow them to keep their car and waive any loan balance up to a total of $45 million in collective loan forgiveness. Santander will also pay up to $2 million for the settlement administrator who will administer restitution claims and pay an additional $5 million to the states. The settlement also includes significant consumer relief by way of loan forgiveness. In all, Santander has agreed to waive the deficiency balances for certain defaulted consumers with approximately $433 million in immediate forgiveness of loans still owned by Santander and additional deficiency waivers of loans that Santander no longer owns but is required to attempt to buy back. So this covers a whole bunch of states and 34. I won't list them all here right now. If you want to find out more about this, if you had a loan with Santander or know somebody who did, you might want to look into this. And it's very easy to find. When Steven sent me the note and showed me the check that he got, and I saw the check. It's a real check. Thank you. I just simply ran the search for Santander class action settlement. And up popped a million things, including this, which was issued just a couple days ago or maybe a couple weeks ago. But it's a press release. The press release explains it all. And it says, you know, for more information, go here. And want to learn about this, go here. And if you think you might be a member of the class, go here. But you can look this stuff up. It's very easy to do. And, you know, here's the thing. I know some people are going to say, Steve, these people signed documents. They knew what they're getting themselves into, you know. Yeah, but there's also consumer protection laws out there to protect people. And you'd be surprised at the crazy stuff that happens at car dealers. And I know people say, oh, no, nothing would surprise me. No. It'll surprise you. I've been dealing with automobile law now for 30 years. And the stories that I've seen and other attorneys I talked to have seen, I was talking to one of my very good friends who's an attorney just last week. And he was telling me about a case he has where a woman found out that she's being chased for a debt on a car that she'd never heard of before in another state. And a relative of hers had simply walked into a car dealership and said, I'd like to buy a car. And her credit was like, woo, as bad as you could get. I mean, she almost could have gotten just bum rushed right out of the building. And they said, well, your credit's horrible. And she said, oh. And they said, can you get a co-signer? And she said, yeah. Yeah, of course I can. And she told them that she could get this person in another state. She didn't say it was in another state, but she goes, I can get this relative of mine to co-sign. And somebody came into the dealership, signed a document, and now this vehicle gets given to the buyer, not the person to co-sign, but the buyer. And the buyer takes the vehicle off and makes zero payments on it. So the vehicle gets repossessed and they can't collect any money from the buyer because they got no money, no credit. So they start chasing this woman in another state who's never been to that dealer, never been to that state, didn't know about the car, and was distantly related to the person, but, huh? And the dealership says, no, she came in. She signed documents. She's on the hook. It's like, oh, why does the signature not match? Why do you not have any identification or proof that that person who was sitting there was the person claiming to, you know, was who they claimed to be? It made no sense. But the dealership didn't care. They just wanted to sell a car. And there's someone there saying, oh, I can get a co-signer. And they a warm body shows up and signs a document. Now, I don't know, and my attorney friend didn't know either, whether the buyer was the one who set this up or whether somebody at the dealership or both. Because the dealership should have some kind of checks and balances in place to make sure that if I sit down and say, yeah, I'm Bob Smith, I'm here to co-sign a loan for my nephew. What's your name again? That you should at least double check to make sure I really am Bob Smith and I'm the person I claim to be. And so it's very strange, but those things happen all the time. They don't happen all the time at every dealership. I'm not accusing every dealership of doing that, but that stuff happens. And one of the things that the attorneys general were complaining about was they were saying that Santander was not overseeing or supervising these loans the way they should have been. And you might say, Steve, the dealership does that work. They send the loan. I mean, what do you want? Well, once in a while, they should double check this stuff, you know? So they should double check this stuff. And they should, for instance, say, and I'll give you an example, if you get a cosigner on a loan, you need to get their identification from them to prove it's them. Call me crazy. I recently heard a story about that. So, Stephen, thanks for sending me the check and the tip. He didn't send me the check itself, just an image of the check. But he said, hey, check it out. Here's an actual check for $261 that I got back on a class action. So some class actions do work. Coalition of 34 State Attorneys General announces over $550 million settlement with nation's largest subprime auto financing company. That would be Santander. Questions or comments, put them below. Liz, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.